My name's Tim Podgy. So there I was, 9 years old, in bed. It's dark, it's raining outside, and I'm literally face to face with the Grim Reaper. Now, earlier that day, I was eating at McDonald's. McDonald's isn't the important part, and neither are their hamburgers. What's important is that I opened up a McDonald's hamburger and looked inside of it, and it was crawling with maggots. And I was like, gross, Mom, but they weren't maggots. They were those little, like, onion cuts, you know? It looks like rice they put in McDonald's burgers. You guys know what I'm talking about? The point of this is I was an imaginative kid. Really imaginative. 9 years old, what would I do for fun? Go out with another kid? Say, all right, let's have an adventure. I'm going to be a cowboy. You can be the robot from Lost in Space. And, we had fun that way. The problem, though, was I didn't have a lot of outlets for all this creativity. For one, I went to Catholic school. And for two, nothing against Catholics, we were really, really poor. And I lived in this tiny, crushed up little place with my mom and my brother. Dad had gone away. And it was about, I don't know, the size of a really large sardine can and had all the charm of a refugee camp. Now, the worst of my fears was the dark. Every single night, I would lay in bed and just dread that inky blackness coming out of nowhere and just descending upon in the bedroom. Now, the worst part about that is that we were living inside of this apartment complex, and there were so many other families that I always thought, you know, I heard people sneaking around. I thought they were coming in. I thought they were coming in all the time. Now, this particular night, I'm laying in bed, and it's raining outside, pouring, and all of a sudden, I think I hear something. I hear something to my left. What's going on? I'm not going to turn my head, I think to myself. I'm not going to turn my head. But I do, and I look. And I see something there, something at the side of my bed, and it's looking up at me. Okay, so I look back, and I look at the ceiling, and this is how I spent many of my nights when I was young. Looked at the ceiling in the dark and said, I am not afraid. There's nothing to be afraid about. It's just the dark. So I decide to look again. But this time I'm sure I see something. There's something there on the side of the bed, and I'm pretty sure it's a face, and I'm pretty sure it's looking at me. But I know there's nothing there looking at me, because that's irrational, right? I'm trying to get over my fear of the dark here. Once more, I look over, and I definitely see something, and it is not a human face, but a disembodied, floating skull at the side of the bed, staring at me, leering at me, freaking me out. But I look back to the ceiling once more, look back to the skull, look it right into its empty socket eyes as it opens up its mouth with its little bony teeth. I guess all teeth are bony. And I say to it, I don't believe in you. You're not real. And that's the moment when it reaches up over the bed with its bony hand coming after me. Why death? Why me? And this is when I start to freak out, because it actually touches me with its cold, bony hand, and I scream, and I scream, and I scream really loudly, and then the skull thing here, it also starts to scream. It starts to scream right back at me. Okay, forget everything I just told you. It's not important. New story. Imagine you're my mom, all right, and you're laying in bed, and all of a sudden, you know, from about 8 feet away, 8 feet and one wall in between, you hear screaming. Two sets of blood-curdling Mariah Carey screaming coming out of the room. Now imagine you're my mom, and you get out of bed, and maybe you've had two martinis or something, and you're stumbling around, you know, you knock something over, an alarm clock goes on the floor. You rush in. You look into your children's bedroom. And at this particular moment, I shit you not, lightning cracks, filling the room with blue lightning. And what does my mom see? She sees, hunched over my bed, not some kind of skeleton thing, but some weird creature, some weird tight-skinned creature turned lurching over my bed and had protruding vertebrae. And it was absolutely naked and had, like, its butt cracks sticking out. And it just turns to my mom, and she doesn't hear screaming when it turns to her. What she hears is, just like Gollum from Lord of the Rings or something. And so what does my mom do? She starts screaming. And so the three of us are screaming simultaneously. It was nice. All right, let's stop that part. It wasn't any of those things. You probably figured out it was my brother there. And what he had done, I didn't tell you this, strategically, mind you, but I didn't tell you that I was in a bunk bed, and underneath me was a set of dressers where all of our clothing was. My brother, he'd wet himself during the night, as he was prone to do. I think they're putting this on the internet, but that's there for him. And so he strips himself of his clothing and just kind of scales the dresser, because he's 3 years old, he's tiny, and just kind of like crawls up to the top one trying to get a new pair of underwear. And he's got really thick, curly hair, and to me it just looked like two sets of like empty sockets and like a big leering mouth. So we laughed for a bit, and then the cops came, you know, neighbors were freaked out. That's not a good sound to come out of a little household in a poor neighborhood. I think, like, lady's cat ran away, too, so everyone was kind of distraught about that. And here's the part I've been wondering to myself ever since I started telling the story again. It's like, why did I look at my brother and then start getting really irrationally freaked out? It was obviously him, you know? I could have realized that. And then I'm like, well, why am I afraid of, like, getting fired from my job too now, or afraid of, like, irrationally afraid of a loved one getting hurt or something, you know, these real kind of old person fears. And then I was like, I think I've realized I wanted to be afraid of my brother. I needed it. Thank you.